Blog Talk Radio. lost. I wanna get lost. I wanna get lost in you. I wanna get lost.
Like a cut me, I'll go bleed.
I'll go bleed.
I got wants just as well as I can need. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat. And been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand. And it was you that never let go of my hand. I promise that I'll always give you praise. No matter what this world brings my way, I'll praise you anyway. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna live for it. Oh, right in the middle of it. I'm gonna do my dance. Oh, right in the middle of it. I'm gonna shine for joy. Right there. Right there. Now clap your hands now. Oh.
You doing all right?
And do your dance.
Can you really?
free. I think it's how it's supposed to be, and everything is just falling on key. And I ain't got nothing to do with it. Surprise on me, on the scene, all clean. I mean, I'ma say a far's on me. What far's on me is the good life, all from heat. And I ain't trying to cause no scene, just trying to let you know that me, I'm falling clean.
Turn left in the right, and what I see is trying to pick on me. But I got brave enough to use my mind. I'm not letting temporary things bother me. Cause it's a dream I see. I'm encouraging myself while I dust my feet. Whatever happens only lasts for a moment. My advice to you, man, keep on going.
Hey! This whole life we live is like a stage. But if you understand, see, depends on what part you have in the play. Is your appointed time.
Once again, Miss Sandra, your host for this afternoon on Legacy Lever Worldwide Empower Radio like no other. I'm telling you, we have an awesome, awesome hot show lined up for you today. If you're ready to be inspired, well, actually, you should already be inspired, but if you just need a little boost just to get through the weekend. Some of you are already celebrating because it's Friday at work, and you're like, oh, man, I can't wait to get off work. I don't need to get into, like, 2 hours of traffic. Anyway, that's what happens down here in the ATL. I don't know where you're at. But anyway, you know, I just want to make sure you have your praise break up to the top notch so you don't lose it while you're sitting in traffic or end up having road rage. Remember, you know, and everything gets things, and when you woke up this morning, you ought to have been rejoicing and being made glad in it. Regardless of what's going on today, still make a decision. You're going to find some good out of it, even when things don't seem to go your way, even when things may not seem like they're lining up the way you think they ought to be working, lining up. But he said all things work together for the goodness of those who love him and are called according to his word. So it's working out still for your good. It may not seem like it, but God has a special plan just for you. Now, that was, I love these young men, the twin saints. That was Living the Life. Again, all this music that I'm playing basically can be found right on iTunes. Right before that was Isaac Curry, In the Middle, meaning you got to give God praise right in the middle sometimes of everything that's going on. Make a decision to praise your way through it anyhow. And right before that was Edward Long right here from the ATL and Lost in Your Spirit. So many people just still love that song, even though, you know, it debuted a couple years ago. But still, I like the song. A lot of people love the song. If Dad, Bishop Eddie Alone, shout out to you, Dad, loves the song. So, hey, we still on Empower Radio here, Legacy Lever Worldwide. We still going to play that song. Hey, man. So it's Lost in Your Spirit. Again, that song can be found on iTunes as well. Make your purchase today to start it all off. That was none other than Fred Hammond himself with Feel Good. I feel good. And I pray that's what you are. You're feeling great today. And I pray this radio segment will boost your spirit if you're a little down by the time I finish with this radio show. You'll be running and jumping and shouting and tearing down strongholds and everything else to get to reign and rule in your purpose. Amen. And we got some great things coming up, especially tomorrow. Mark your calendar. I know you may not have known, but sorry for the last minute of information, but it's better to know now than not to know at all and end up missing such a great move of God. If you're in the Atlanta area or any surrounding towns, or if you can get there, if you're looking for something to do for the weekend, I'm telling you, ATL got so much going on tomorrow. One, I'm being part of, Miss Sandra will be part of the Lupus Walk Atlanta tomorrow. Registration starts at 3 o'clock p.m. The walk is actually at 5 o'clock p.m. in Piedmont Park in downtown Atlanta. And you still can register. You still can make donations. No donation is too small. They're looking to raise $425,000, and they're near their goal, but they still need help. But the main thing is come out and walk and be part of something, a move that is so huge and so great to help and walk, bring hope to someone to find the cure. There is no cure for lupus. I had told many of you a few shows ago in 2002 I was diagnosed with lupus, discoid lupus, which results in lesions on the face, sometimes loss of hair, fatigue. It can affect your joints. It can bring about rheumatoid arthritis. I do have to wear basically sunscreen every day to protect my skin from the sun and becoming very dry and scaly. And so it's a disease. It's an ugly and nasty disease. But like I said, I'm not walking out there because I'm defeated. I'm walking out there because I am an overcomer of it. I do not take any medication at all. I keep myself fit. I had to change the way I eat, change some things in my lifestyle, my everyday lifestyle, so that I can continue to be an overcomer over it. And so while I am walking out there on faith of God's word that he said he already took all the stripes, all of the healing, and gave me, instead of the healing, by his stripes I was already healed in Isaiah. So I'm already walking out there healed. I'm going with a mindset of it's already done. And I just want to go out there and bring some type of hope, some type of encouragement, a word, touch and agree with other people that they're healed, that they can do this, that they will not overcome or succumb to that disease. And so if that's going down tomorrow, again, at Piedmont Park, if you want to be part of that, registration starts at 3. And the walk is actually at 5 o'clock p.m. So with that being said, also going on tomorrow at New Birth, we have Woman of Prayer, Woman of Power. It's basically a movement that's going on with women from around the world who will be coming together as one to pray. You know what happens when women get together and pray? Oh, my goodness. It's free. There's nothing to pay, and it starts at 12 o'clock tomorrow at New Birth. That's in Lithonia, Georgia, at 6400 Woodrow Road. And so if you want to know more information, please log on to www.CoryCondrey.com. Again, this is sponsored by Cory Condrey, the evangelistic organization or movement. They'll be doing that tomorrow, and that's at 12 p.m. If you want to be part of that, some of the people they will have there is Pastor Paula White. She was on the morning prayer this morning. We have Mrs. Condrey. She was on the – she actually sang so beautiful on the prayer call this morning. She's there tomorrow, actually coordinator over it. And we have some Dr. Juanita Bynum that will be there. So it's going to be a host of wonderful, wonderful, powerful, awesome women of God that will help lead this off, and along with – thousands of women coming together as one in one place. God is going to do something great. God is going to do something awesome. And don't forget our morning prayer Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, the host for that prayer call is none other than my very own bishop, my dad, my spiritual father and covering, Bishop Eddie L. Long. I love you, Dad, so much, and I thank you again for your stand and your commitment to hang in there. On May 9th, 2012, we will be celebrating 1 year of being an international prayer call. It went from 200 to 300 people. It started off with maybe 400. And some days it wasn't even that. But now we have two lines to handle the overflow, where we are getting 4,000 to 5,000 people every single day, Monday through Friday. And then not only just in the United States, but all across the world, from Australia to Africa to the UK, you name it, they're calling in Russia. You name it, they're calling. Let me tell you something. When God puts his hand and his approval on something, you best to believe he's going to go above and beyond what you can even think or imagine. I told you, if you expect Jesus to come on your boat and you only got one net ready, you are not ready for him to come visit you, because he's coming with the thunder. He's coming with the overflow. And so we're just continuing to thank and praise God for overflow. Again, the one-year anniversary is on May 9th. The numbers to call every single day is, one number is here, is 559-726-1050. Again, it's 559-726-1050. Overflow number is 530-881-1050. And if you have a computer or iPad, iPhone, smartphone, you can listen by way of phone. You can call in on that way, or you can log on to www.newbirth.org, and you'll see the attachment there to click on, and you can be clicked on live with the prayer call via the internet. Is that not wonderful? We also have the gathering coming up at the end of June, June 29th and 30th. Registration is free. We just need you to go ahead and book your hotels. We'll tell Cousin Boon Coon and them you come to stay with them for the weekend. Tell Aunt May and them you come to stay with them for the weekend. You know, get the fatty calf out. Y'all going to eat and be merry and pray. Amen. And those who are traveling from a distance, make sure you get your reservations to where you're going to lodge as soon as possible, because I'm expecting God to go above and beyond what he did last year. Last year we had over 4,000 people. I'm expecting God to double that or even triple that. I'm praying for a house full. I'm praying that we have to fill up the multi-purpose room. They're doing a youth segment they just added on June 29th at 7 p.m. So I'm telling you, bring your kids. It's going to be awesome. So I'm getting ready to get back into this next track, and then I'll be back right after this. But get ready for such an explosive show. I have none other than Pastor Chris O'Neill from Stockton, California. This is a mighty and awesome man of God. I don't know exactly all what he's going to talk about, but I'll tell you one thing. He loves the Word. He loves the Lord, and he loves music. He can sing. He can play. Look, you're going to have to hear it for yourself. But right now, we're going to take a moment to get back into some great music. I'm going to do this new single by Lowell Pye, who was one of my first guests when I came back on in March. He has a new single out called All Right, and I love it. You got to go get it. Make sure you go on iTunes and download that right now. It'll make you move. You can't just sit there. You're going to clap or move your toes or something. So get excited. Let's get into this track, All Right.
after me when I say this. Listen.
Na 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 na.
But Jesus answered and said, watch out that no one deceives you.
For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and all will deceive and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of war, hear that you are not alone. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of first things. So it talks about here that, look, this don't happen. This is just the beginning time of first things. The earth is groaning. So don't get weary. Don't get distracted or depressed thinking that the world is about to end. No, these are the signs, the beginning signs. So it's not time for you to fall apart. It says here, because all these things are the beginning of birth pain. Verse 9, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of you. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear in between many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he who stands firm, this is what I want to get to right here. Verse 13, but he who stands firm and to the end will be saved. Verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So basically, this is just saying, like, look, don't go through stuff, but things don't happen around the world. But don't give up. Don't sit down and sit down somewhere. Now is not the time to sit down. He said, look, you're going to have to stand. Because many are going to persecute you for my sake. And you have to understand, when you really make up your mind to be focused, to really do what God has called you to do, let me tell you something. You are not going to be like. Let me say that again. If you are in this kingdom, yes. If you're in this, if you say you're a Christian and say this thing, say that you're filled with the Holy Spirit, if you're trying to be everybody's friend, if you're trying to have a big crowd that likes you and follows you, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. If you're saying you're down for a cross, then you cannot be down for everybody else, and you can't expect everybody else to like you. You're going to have people that's going to fall away from you just because you are being real. So I encourage you today to know that if you are being persecuted, if you're being talked about, see, a lot of people forget that Jesus was rival too. We say it, but we say it so nonchalantly, and we don't really understand that when the same thing happens to other leaders, that then we want to be in persecuted them, not even weighing out the word, not even weighing that we think it is of the Spirit of God or not. We want to go join with what the world says, because the world says, oh, that person must be a second one, or that person is a liar, this person. But nobody's going back to the world and seeing what the world waited for. If this person's going here, let me go back to being a Christian. Let me pray about it. Let me see what the Holy Spirit is doing. See, nobody is asking the Holy Spirit. I'm going away so that I can teach you the truth. I'm sending you a comforter. He will bring you all that knowledge. He will bring you understanding. He will give you truth and wisdom. When nothing, that's why he said when he left the island, he had his disciples. He said, who do men say that I am? A lot of you are walking, some of you are people walking with you. They don't even know who to do. They assume this because that's this, and you have that title, but they really don't know who you are. And the only one that could answer, the only one that was walking in the Spirit at the time, the Holy Spirit, was Peter. And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus knew right then and there that no one can reveal that to you but my Father through His Spirit. And that's why he said, upon this rock, you are now the rock, Peter. Because you can see and hear in the Spirit. You may not always, might not be all the way there, but you're going to be a great leader and testament for me after I'm gone. And that's what happened. He said, I'm building my church because the Spirit of God was in him. And that's what I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is going to have to stand strong in you because it's going to be some things that might come up against you that might not feel good. You might want to throw in the towel. But let me tell you, those who stand and endure to the end is going to get the ultimate prize. It says here in Ephesians, let's go to Ephesians right quick, and it says Ephesians 6 and 10, finally be strong in the Lord and in the mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. It did not say so you can sit there and just watch it. It said, no, get ready for battle means you need the word to cover you. You need the belt of truth. You need the best breastplate of righteousness. Well, what is the breastplate? You need Jesus. Put it that way. Because the only thing that's going to cover and protect you is the blood. And you need to gird that the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the holiest place with the word. You need the sword of the Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. You need that power to stand strong against the enemy. You just can't come with something little hot shot elbow, ta-ta-ta-ta. That's fine and all, but Jesus, when he had to come up against the enemy, he had to say, it is written. He had to say, it is written. He had to give back the word. He didn't just do ta-ta-bo-bo-bo. That's good and fine. We need that. But when it's all said and done, you need to make sure you have the word. You have the helmet of salvation. When you come, people ought to see. You ought to be coming with the good news, with wonder feet. You ought to be coming with peace. You ought to be coming with the helmet of salvation. That's what it's about, all about. Your mind should be focused on Christ. What did he do? He brought the word. He said, I've come so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Our agenda ought to be about winning souls, period. That's what it's about. By faith, we ought to be winning souls, period. And I just want to encourage you as you continue to move forward. And if the enemy is attacking you, it is not a bad thing. It is actually a time to rejoice. You know that it's a good thing that you are being attacked. That means you have been chosen. That means God has trusted you with enough that so you're going to stand and you're not going to give way to what you're doing. You're not going to swing in that net and run on left line and run off the road, but you're going to stay focused on your destination. And I'm dedicating this song not just to everyone. Not just to everyone that is going through something like this and needed just an encouraging word, to stand fully armed. Have your word. Study your word. You're not going to make it without the word of God. I don't care what anyone tells you. Ruler Muhammad, they cannot say it is the word that will save you. It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Those who fall apart at every little thing, they have no faith. The reason why they have no faith is because they're not studying, they're not hearing the word of God. They might be listening, but they're not taking what they're listening to, and it causes it to be part of their everyday life. It's not just something to pick up on Sunday. You're not doing God a favor by just showing up to church for an hour or two at that on Sundays or in the middle of. You're not doing God no doggone favor. He said, "You ain't choose me. I chose you before you was even placed in your mama womb. I already gave you an assignment. I know you." Every hair on your head is numbered. Even the ones that you got left, I know how many you got left. He said, I have chosen you. I went to the cross and bought you back. You're not doing God in favor just by showing up. You need to get off your high horse. I'm sorry. Let me get back to what I was talking about. Let me tell you something. Stand. That's what Ms. Sandra said today.
Be encouraged to stand and stand strong. And I definitely want to dedicate this next song to you by my bishop, Righteous Forsaken, and it's definitely talking about a song like, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. God is not going to allow you to go under and lose. No, the battle is already won. Now, all he needs to know, you can stand and you have the power to speak his word. And let me tell you, when you speak his word, demons got to obey. When you know who you are, they've got to back down. Everywhere your foot goes is already blessed. And those things that are wicked and crooked, it's got to get straight when you show up. That's why he sent his disciples out two by two, one to pray and one to speak the word of God so that people can be saved. And so that's what we are all about. It's not about religion, but relationship. He wants a relationship with you. And so I dedicate this next song to my bishop who has stood through the test of time. All of hell has faced him and his family. I dedicate this to his beautiful wife, our First Lady Elder Vanessa Long, the Long family, just all the new births, all the pastors and bishops who constantly have to continue the war against the wickedness, and intercessors, families. I just want to keep you encouraged today to endure, to stand, and know that The righteous has never been forsaken. God has not forgotten about you. Stand and watch the salvation of the Lord. Be encouraged, be inspired, be motivated to go forward. And I mean go forward with boldness, go forward with courage, go forward with power, and go forward in the word, prayed up, knowing that the victory is already yours.
How long I'm holding on. I've been here before. I've seen your face. I know in my heart you don't make mistakes. So whatever it is, you're taking me through. This time I won't be moved.
I've never seen the righteous. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, nor his
I've lost some friends and some things throughout this trial. I've gained wisdom and confidence. I'm better now, 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 now.
I've been here before. I've seen the
face. Yes, I have. Taking me through, I won't be moved.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
I've never
seen the righteous forsaken.
No.
to just be a part of Legacy Libra Worldwide. I met him maybe about almost a year ago. I had him on the show in the beginning a while ago, and he's just a phenomenal young man. He's done so much in his before he's 30 that you would think he's already like in his 40s or 50s. He's not only a pastor, but he doesn't really tell people, but he is already ordained bishop. So he's definitely, you know, in the Word, part of the Word, walking on the Word, has a phenomenal gifting in music. The brother can sing, y'all. He can sing, hopefully, and I might be able to, you know, have him do a little something worldwide on the radio. I don't know. Depends on how he's doing. He's definitely a fire starter and trailblazer on the organ. I watched one of his videos, him playing in the church on the organ, and I almost got slain up in the spirit. And if there was any type of little demons trying to hang around me, I promise you, them things took off with wings flying back straight to hell. I'm telling you, the man is anointed on the organ and so many other giftings. He could play a number of different instruments. I'll let him tell you that once he come on. So without further ado, I just want to welcome our special guest for this afternoon. He is a pastor. He is a songwriter. He is a skilled musician. Well-rounded, great person to get to know. He's definitely doing great things out in the community, and he's also working on a new CD, so I can't wait for him to talk about his transition and doing that, his time in the studio. So without further ado, let's bring on live right now, welcome to Legacy Libra Worldwide, none other than Pastor Chris O'Neill. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, Legacy Libra? Sister Sandra in the house. Glad to be on the air with you once again.
Awesome. I'm so glad you took the invitation to come back because, you know, I'm seeing and hearing some great things that you're doing since we talked. And, you know, I want to know what's going on with this new CD project. You going to tell us a little something about that? What's going on with that?
Yes, we're going to be dropping that in the summertime. It's called The Journey Continues. God has really been blessing. I've been in the studio sometimes till 6 in the morning, whether I didn't even know what day it was. I just went in the studio and I came up and the roosters was wakening me with singing. But I've been working real hard in the studio on this next CD coming up. I believe it's going to bless people's soul, and I'm just excited about the CD. Really, I am. Really.
Okay, so do you have an idea what the CD may be? It says the journey continues. Are you talking about as far as the things that you're going through, have gone through?
Yes. That personally and musically, the first album before this one was called The Journey. And this is a piggyback on that. The journey continues. And it's been a quite a journey in my life, spiritually, personally, musically. It's just been a journey. And I'm thanking God for it. I'm excited about this album. It has a different type of flavor. We still going to church, so I don't want nobody to get scared. And, you know, I don't want to miss that Chris O'Neill Church in Oregon. You know, shouting, jumping, running, screaming. We still have that on there, but God has led me to go kind of in a different route as far as genre-wise. Still the gospel, still anointing, but we have a lot of neo-soul feel, you know, where you can just put it on and just ride from here to the East Coast and just put it on repeat, and I thank God for it. It's something new, but as the CD says, the journey continues. So I'm just rolling with God and the direction he's taking it.
I'm excited with you, Chris. That sounds good. You said neo-soul. I said, oh! I said, wow, I can't wait to hear it. I know, you know, okay, being, you know, your sis and all, and, you know, like I said, you're going to have to send me, you know, a single so I can definitely, you know, play it on the station for you because I'm excited with you about this new project. And so I just want you to tell our listeners who are listening in, what instruments do you play? How many different instruments do you play?
I would say a good six solid. Good six solid. I started off at the drums when I was about three. Then when I got older, I started playing the bass. And then I went from there to the piano / organ. And from there, I started dibbling and dabbling. But my newest instrument is the guitar. I've been really tough on that guitar and that acoustic, just getting that type of sound down. And I've been in the shed for a couple of years now, and I haven't really played at church because I didn't want to come out until I was polished. But I think we get the hang of it now where we can come out and do some worship songs on the acoustic, and that type of worship, neo soul feel. It's another feel, but where you can just sit on a stool with a hat on and just worship God with intimate lighting. It's just that type of feel, and I thank God for it. And I also play a little bit of the flute, but mainly the drums, bass, organ, keys, auxiliary guitar, you know, the main ones.
Wow. Okay, you said it like, you know, I can play like, you know, 14 of them. You said it, I only play about six of them. I'm just trying to polish down one of them. You said, I only play about six of them. Like, you know, I play like 14. No, I'm trying to just get the one down pat, and here he is. He's still playing six instruments. Now, were you like, already like, well, some people are already like gifted, like God has placed that in, they knew how to play, or did you have to go through the process in learning how to play, like you had to take lessons?
No, never took lessons. God pretty much gave it to me. I'm from a very anointed and musical, Levitical priesthood family, you know, where everybody sings, everybody preaches, everybody plays, everybody does it all. So, you know, it kind of came natural, you know, but, you know, God definitely gave me the gift when I was a young man. And, you know, the more I begin to play, I start having interest in other instruments, because everybody knows that, you know, most musicians, a good 85-90% of them start off on the drums. And anybody that know a little bit about church, back in the day, everybody played the drum. So unless you were just killing that bad, you was going to get very little time on playing the drums in church. And the line was down the street of just drummers. Everybody played the drum. So I said, I got to find another instrument where I can be utilized. And that's when I picked up the bass. And after the bass, and then it just went on to the keys and organ, et cetera. But I started off on the drums, but I said, if I try to keep going with this drum dream for the rest of my life, I'm never going to play. So I said, let me find another instrument. And at that time, my uncle was playing, but he was gone for some months. And when he was gone, I said, that's the instrument I can pick up right now that I know I'll be able to play because nobody else is playing it. So that's how that got started.
Wow. Awesome, Chris. Now, I know we've talking about, you know, your journey, and we're starting off with the music aspect, but, you know, you're pastor of, you know, In the Book Ministries, and we're talking about y'all is the Bible, just in case anybody, you know, that's not faith and really don't know what book we're talking about, you know, the Bible, what's the Word of God got to say about it. But let's talk about a little bit about, okay, the topic here, called to do it all, and definitely you are reigning in the music arena as far as like, the, you know, the musician, but you also write your own, you know, your own songs. Where do you know you get the inspiration from? Is it things that you've gone through? Does God give you the words or what? Could you explain a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I get that from, like you said, the inspiration of God. I think the best songs that can be written are the ones that's written from experience. You can feel them. For instance, the Winans, Commission, those that are fans that, you know about the Winans and Commission and the Clark Sisters and, you know, Under Crouch, that 70s, 80s movement. I'm a Pew baby, so, you know, I'm not that old, but I've been in church, you know, before I was born in the womb. And those type of writers, you can tell what they went through. You can hear that it was broke financially and probably spiritually too. So you can kind of hear those type of things. But that's where I get my inspiration from, God and the experiences that I've had in God. Now, since I can stand up and say, hey, I've been through certain things in my life and at a place where when I do write, I know it came from God, because I don't just pick up a pen and put music together and put a melody together and say, man, this is a nice hook or this is some nice music to put together. The music that God gives me is usually from my own personal experience, things that I've been through, things that I'm going through, things that I probably will go through in the future. But that's where my inspiration comes from, my own personal testimony and experience.
All right, awesome. Now, I do have, you know, a couple of songs here on, you know, the switchboard, and I definitely want our listeners to hear one of your songs. So why don't we just take a moment to get into one of your songs, but I just want you to explain, what about Do Your Thing? What was that going on when you wrote that song?
Actually, that was written in a praise and worship service on the spot. I was leading praise and worship, and I was playing as well, and it came to me. I never forget it. I was on Tiffin B, Faith Family Center. Shout out to them, Pastor B. Melanie Fullard. I was on the keyboard playing, and the melody just came, and it just stopped flowing. We waited on your father to do your thing, and I just kept repeating it, kept repeating it. And I told the praise and worship team to join in. I said, just repeat after me. We're waiting on your father to do your thing. And they repeated after me. I sung it, and they repeated after me. And it was just catchy. And we worshiped off of that hook. Man, good 30, 45 minutes just on that hook. We couldn't move. We couldn't get out of that worship experience at that time. It was just crazy. And then, you know, God further let me go back. I thank God I remembered the melody in my head, and I went back, and I recorded it. God gave me some words, and we're waiting on you, Father, to do your thing. Don't put your hands on it. Don't get involved. Let God do his thing. That's where that came from.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we're going to get into this track here by Pastor Chris O'Neill. We'll be right back. He's not going anywhere. We're going to talk about him as a pastor when we come right back. But right now, I just want to play a little bit of his music. It's called Do Your Thing.
Sometimes you just need God to confirm some things in your life, things that you're not sure about. But until you hear his voice, don't move, don't do nothing. Just let God do his thing. Hallelujah. Should I go? Which path do I take? I don't really know. Pressures of life try to make you rush. Until I hear from you, Lord, I'll keep the faith and hope.
Should I go to the left? Should I go to the right? What am I to do? Waiting on your Father.
right, all right. I'm back with Legacy Lever again. I'm Miss Sandra, your host, and my special guest for today is Pastor Crystal Neal out of the West Coast, California. Hey, by the way, of Stockton, and that was his own song that he wrote and produced. It's called Do Your Thing. Wasn't that nice? That was nice. I tell you, like he said, he's not just about the church, you know, just the ding, 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 that Holy Ghost apostolic Pentecostal shout, but he is definitely a well-rounded, creative, skilled musician, songwriter. Now we're back, and we're going to start talking about his life as a pastor, Pastor Chris. Explain to me the lineage of which, because I know you come from a very rich lineage in ministry. Could you just explain to our listeners the lineage that you actually are attached to?
Well, it all started in Stockton, California, under the late, great Bishop Louis D. Stallworth Sr., great man of God, awesome man of God, which happens to be my grandfather as well. That left a legacy himself. Had 13 kids, married to one woman all those years, 65-plus years, 250 grandkids, great-grandkids, great-great-grandkids. So it's a whole lineage tribe of us. So it's just a big entourage of musicians, singers, preachers. Dr. Wanda Turner Davis, that's my auntie. You've probably seen my sister in a few of Tyler Perry's plays. I could do that all by myself. She was in T.D. Jakes, Elaine Mooney O'Neill. It's just a lineage. Everybody preached. Everybody pastors. My uncle's a bishop. Other uncle's a bishop. Other uncle's a bishop. Brother that's a pastor. Auntie that pastors. It's a whole, I can't even name. It's just everybody sings. Everybody preaches. Everybody plays. Everybody does it all. So that's the limit that I come from.
Wow. And you know, it just reminded me that Dr. Wanda Davis, was it Turner Davis? Is it Davis? Dr. Wanda?
Yeah, Wanda, yeah, Davis Turner.
Davis Turner, okay. Dr. Wanda Davis is his aunt. And for y'all, whoever had an encounter with Dr. Wanda Davis, read her book also, even with my issues. I'll tell you, phenomenal book. Make sure you go and get that. I believe it's still, you can find it on Amazon or just go into one of the bookstores. It's still, I do believe, for sale. Phenomenal, phenomenal book. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal woman of God and preacher. And what I love about her, she give it to you straight, and she doesn't try to sugarcoat it or anything. It might, you know, hit kind of hard when she say it, but I tell you one thing, you're going to leave out there transformed, your mind renewed, and looking straight ahead, going forward in your purpose. So I just had to throw that little nugget in there. I know that's your aunt, but I tell you one thing, she's all of our aunts, because I'm telling you, if you have an encounter with her, you will never forget her. She is just wonderful, a loving, humble woman of God, and such a sweet spirit. And I just want to shout out to her, let her know I love her. And Miss Sandra loves you. Thank you. Okay, so go ahead on, Pastor Chris. Now, you as a pastor coming from just a wealth of preachers, teachers, pastors, bishops, how do you deal with that, walking in that? And you're only, how old are you? Not even 30 yet. How old are you now? Or have you just turned 30?
Just turned 30.
Okay, so you just turned 30. So when did you walk into pastoralship?
It all began, I was at my grandfather's church. I was the minister of music over his church, minister of music over the state and the national organist. And one day the Lord said, get up and go help your father in Richmond, because my father is also a bishop too. So he's not from my grandfather's side, but, you know, on the other side, he's a bishop as well. So God instructed me to go and help him in Richmond. And as I went to go help him, I got there, and there was a few people in the crowd, no mics, we didn't have no speakers, nothing. Whatever was in there, I pretty much brought it. It was just some chairs, a room, and my daddy. And when I first went there, I said, Lord, I've been tricked. And I left, you know, quite simple to go to a few people in the room. I said, the devil got me good this time. And I went in there and I began to play and do what I do, you know, as the Lord give me utterance. And the church began to explode. It exploded like literally overnight. And it went from a few people in the room to 120 where it was busting out the teams. We had to eventually move out of that church to another building. The church continued to grow. We was baptizing like 4 to 6 every Sunday. It was one of those explosive movements. And one day my daddy came to me and he says, well, I'm about to go start a church in Oakland, and I want you to take over the church in Richmond. Now, at this time, I'm only 24. And I said, well, you know, at first couple of times I told him, hey, you know, I don't know about this one. I'll preach every now and then and, you know, play. And he was, you know, and, you know, he kind of let it go. Then he came back the next week. And he said, well, you know, I have to go start this work in Oakland. I want you to take over the church. I kind of told him no again. And afterwards, he came back the third time, and he didn't ask me. He says, I'm gone. You are now the pastor of the church. And so that's how my pastoral got started in Richmond, California. And I took over the church for a few years while my father was gone. And it was a great experience. The church grew leaps and bounds. They still have that work going on in Richmond and in San Angelo to this day. So that's where the pastoral side of me started.
Wow. Okay, so you started at 24. You're now just turned 30. Well, happy belated birthday. I didn't get a chance to say happy belated birthday. When did you actually turn 30?
March 10th. March 10th.
Okay, on March 5th, y'all, worldwide, he turned 30. Already a pastor. Just the man is just, you know, I think he had a mic and an organ in his mama's womb before he was born. He just came out and went straight to work, straight into ministry. And by 24, you heard what he said, his father, like, okay, I'm not coming to you no more. You're going to do what God told you to do before your assignment, and, you know, with your assignment, before you place in your mama womb, that assignment, you're going to do your call, what you were called to do. And so that's what we're talking about today, called to do it all. He's definitely been called to do it all. And what he was avoiding to go into, and that was being a pastor, eventually, you know, he just said, okay, God, have your way. So I actually salute you for going into your call, because I know that can't be easy to have that on you, and you're over these souls now that you're responsible for. Now, in your pastorship and being so young, did you have any challenging moments where you said, okay, this is it, I don't want to do this anymore, I've had enough, just let me play the organ and the drums and leave me alone? Did you have any challenging moments at that time throughout your walk in the pastoralship?
Well, I never had a moment where I want to quit, because I know I've been called to this. And, you know, I've been preaching since I was 4 years old. God, you know, blessed me to where Vicky Wines did a concert, and I preached at 4. They had to stand me up on top of the tithe and offering podium so the church could see me. Had my little robe and a bow tie, never forget, they recorded it. And so I know I've been called to do
it. I'm sorry,
it,
I just had a vision, too, with the rope and the bow tie. Sorry, when you said the bow tie, I kind of lost the deck. I'm sorry, I'm back now, I'm back. Go ahead.
It was navy blue, y'all. I put it out there with a big old bow tie. And my grandfather, he stood about 6'5 and a half over me, and he looked down at me. He said, church, this is my grandson, Chris. He handed me the mic. They stood me up on top of the tire and offering podium, and that was the name of my first sermon. It's in the book. That's where my church name came from. And the Lord allowed me to preach. I always knew I was called to it, you know. But, you know, with any experience of a pastor, there's challenges. God kind of prepped me before on the evangelistical field, you know, with dealing with people, traveling, preaching different places, different denominations, different backgrounds. So I was kind of prepared for these types of things, but quitting and saying, you know what, you know, I don't want to do this no more. I know that would be crossing over into a Jonah situation, which you're going to do it anyway if God say it, kicking, screaming, by volunteer or force. So I kind of knew that early on that if God calls you to do it, there is no quitting. You might as well go forth in it. But we definitely had some different challenges. I will say that. I mean, I have stories, especially dealing with a younger church, because the church I took over at my daddy's, I helped grow it. It was only like six people there when I got there, and to help, you know, by the help of the Lord, help see it grow into, you know, 200. And everybody around there is baby saints. Well, nothing but baby saints. There was only about two or three seasoned saints that already have been in church. Everybody else was straight off the street. Everybody else never been to church, wasn't in church, coming right off the street, getting right in the baptism pool. So if any challenges was, you know, if dealing with baby saints where you have to hand feed them everything, you can't just... you can't leave. Your phone has to always be on because you're going to always get called and things like that. But I never really had a quitting spirit as far as what I've been called to do to pastor.
Wow. Pastor Chris, this is awesome. I'm just like, you know, even though I had you on before, I don't think we got into, you know, as far as the detail aspect of you as a pastor. So can you explain to us exactly some of the things that your ministry does for, you know, people that come in and those things that you're involved in the community?
We do a lot for the community. We go out and we do outreach. It was crazy that the Spirit, I made an announcement to the church that we was going to the street, and as soon as I spoke it out of my mouth, God heard it, and I began to walk on the streets, and people would start coming to me. Those that from my Facebook, you will see where it was a man. I was standing at KFC, and he came up to me. He says, "I need baptism right now. I'm in Oakland. I don't pastor in that city, so I didn't have a baptism pool." And he said, "My soul. I feel like my soul is in jeopardy, and I need to get baptized right now." He walked up to me. I said, "Get in the car." We went in the car. I called a couple of pastor friends. They wasn't available at that time. And another pastor I knew, the baptism pool wasn't up. I said, "Well, we're not going to delay this. If not for somebody." So I took a right to 24-hour fitness, and we baptized him in front of everybody. And it was packed. And you could see through the glass. So I went in there, and everybody else cleared out, and I baptized them right in front of everybody, right at 24-hour fitness, and it was a joyous occasion for me, and that was really a moment in me where taking the kingdom to the streets was relevant for me. It became real. Like, we are really the walking church. This is no game. We'll baptize you anywhere, in a pool, in the lake, 24-hour fitness, wherever God leads us to go. That's where I'm going to go. And so we've been doing outreach, things like that. We have a barbecue coming up where we're going to church outside. We're taking it to the street in the park. We're taking all the instruments. We're taking the PA system. We're taking the church. We're going to be out there with our T-shirts, with our flyers, and really ministering to people. And we're going to preach like we until everything in there gets saved. So, that's what we got going on right now at Center Book Ministries as far as outreach.
Well, okay, so you took the man inside the 24-hour fitness and put him right in the pool there?
Put him right in the pool.
How awesome
Facebook.
Is that? And you took pictures of everything, you posted it up?
It's on Facebook. And God has been blessing like that. I said, we can't wait. You know, I went in there and paid the money and went on in there, baptized him right there. Thank God I had some shorts in my car, praise the name of the Lord, had some shorts and a shirt, and we went right on in there and baptized in front of everybody. And it was packed. And it's a big 24-hour Fitness in Oakland. So it was packed. You could see us through the glass, baptizing right there. The power of the Lord fell on them in the pool. We worshiped in the pool because I had to get in with them. We worshiped in the pool in front of everybody. And people just stopped and looked. They stopped exercising and just looked. And it was crazy. But I praise God for it. We're going out the box. We're doing some awesome things for God. And I'm humbled. Humbled.
Wow. So your church basically, like you said, we're babes in Christ. People right off the street. You're taking the church to the streets. This is awesome because this is definitely the Book of Acts all together. We're going straight to the street and getting them right off the street and preparing them for discipleship. You're doing an awesome job, Pastor Chris, as the leader and the shepherd over the people. Now, do you guys have a type of a schooling or a Bible study that you do for those who are listening that might be in that area that may want to connect with you? How can they connect with you or connect with the ministry?
They can call me at area code 916-519-1271, and they can meet us on Sundays at 4 at 14233 Stratford Avenue / Dr. Maurice Cotton Drive in Lakewood, California at 4 p.m. It's been crazy. It's been crazy, crazy, crazy. Every week the power of God comes in. And the good thing about us, we're out in an hour. I want to make that announcement one more time. We're out in an hour every Sunday. The latest we go is an hour 15. We go straight to the praise and worship. We do our announcements. We do our welcome. We go straight in the Word. We have healing, deliverance, and baptisms. And God has been really blessing. We even went out the box, and we had a Bible study at Denny's in front of everybody. Brought the church over there. We had right in Richmond, California. We went to Denny's, and they gave us a conference room, and then we did it again, and they gave us a table in the middle, and we had the breaking of bread right in Denny's. We was eating natural food and spiritual food at the same time, and it was just awesome. And the people came, and they seen me, said, man, what church are you with? It was just a great witness to it, but we really are out the box all the way around. We're out the box. We really are. We really are. We're out the box. We're not doing the traditional church as we know it. We're coming right out the box with everything that God has told us to do, and I'm excited about it.
Wow. I'm excited. I got excited with you. When you said you did ministry straight up in Denny's, now that just blessed me. I'm not even talking about, you know, as far as the natural food aspect, but just the fact of bringing the kingdom to the world and being that shining light in a dark place, being that salt of the earth. It's just awesome. I'm just praising and thanking God for you, your gifting, your call, the call on your life, and answering to the call, because there's still many people that know they've been called to do other, you know, great things, and they avoid it or they keep running. And so you at a very young age, at 24 is still, you know, it's still kind of like, I know you're a man, but still, it's still, you know, a young man, and then just to walk into that great responsibility and just doing awesome things for other people and watching the ministry, God just grow the ministry, is just phenomenal. And so I'm just excited. I can't wait to come out there. And I'd already talked to you. I said, well, we're going to hook up. And I'll just meet y'all at Denny's or something. Just let me know which Denny's y'all at. And I just want to be a part of it. And so I'm just praising, thanking God for you. Now, I never do a show or have an experience without, you know, offering Christ, because it might be listeners that may not know Jesus at all. Or they may be struggling with their salvation. Maybe they've left the ministry or some things might have happened. They feel that, you know, God has turned his back on them. But if you don't mind just taking a few minutes in your own way to minister about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
Praise God. We've laughed. We've talked about music. We've talked about pastoralhood, but this is the most important time in somebody's life right now, because somebody needs to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and their Savior. I encourage you that you receive the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, and find a church that is preaching the Word of God and believe in the plan of salvation. I encourage you that you do that. And I believe that God is going to do something in your life. And even as I speak right now, I feel in my spirit to impress on somebody that it's not the end. It's not the end of what God spoke. And if God wants to get something to you, I feel the Holy Ghost. If God wants to get something to you, he will break the rules. I preach Sunday night that God will break the rules. He broke the rules for Jacob. Jacob said, I wrestled with God face to face. That means he came in the flesh as Jesus before his time in the Old Testament just to get Jacob a blessing. That's deep. I'll preach it another time for you. But somebody needs to know that Jesus Christ is their Lord and their Savior and that you can receive him and that he can change your life. And I just want to pray for everyone right now and ask anybody if they want to receive the Lord as their Lord and Savior and walk into this new life called the great and straight narrow, that this is your time to do that. We're going to lift our voice to heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done, what you're going to do. Father, somebody feels like they're at the end of their rope. Father, literally at the end of their rope. And we thank you for the spirit of encouragement. If there's anybody, Father, that needs to receive you as their Lord and Savior right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing them to surrender to that. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, I praise you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in the life of the host. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you that as this radio show goes forth, Lord Jesus, continue to allow her to be a vessel in the mighty name of Jesus. And as she ministers unto people, I thank you for taking care of all of her needs according to your riches and your glory. I thank you and I praise you for the people that's listening. Every spirit of depression to be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of heaviness to be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for the victory and everybody and thing that said we could not do what you called us to do, that they will be an utter lie in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for walking in that victory, walking in that light in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Y'all heard it from Pastor Chris Neal. Not only did he offer salvation, but he also told you need to be connected in the body of believers so you can be fully equipped and grow and mature in the word of God so that you'll know how to rightly divide the word of truth and know how to go out there in faith with the word of God girded around about you at the belt of truth and know how to go out there and win souls for the lost, win souls for the kingdom. So you heard it right there. Again, he's going to give you one more time how to connect with him before we get off the air. But Pastor Chris, now, we done talked about, you know, all the things that you've been called to do, but what does, okay, we're going to talk about Chris O'Neill right now. What does Chris O'Neill love to do in his spare time? I know I've talked to you before, you're always preaching, so that's just like part of your everyday language. I know that's just how you are, that's just who you are, what does Chris love to do?
Well, a lot of people don't know this side of me, but since we're on the air, let's go ahead and go. Praise them. I always have been very intrigued into sports. I averaged about 40 points a game in high school. They retired my jersey, praise the Lord, glory be to his name. And I always played ball, always played football, always played basketball. So I love sports. And I also love dominoes. I can play dominoes until Jesus comes back. So I like doing things like that. I'm a very strong person. I'm a clown, you know, outside the church. I'm a very much so clown. And I just love taking trips, driving, hitting L.A., and just taking trips, driving, chilling, rolling down the window, turning the music up. And love good food, all those good things. I just love it. I love having fun. That's me, all around fun. But I do. I love sports and I love dominoes. Love it.
I did not know you played basketball. I did not know that.
Oh, absolutely. I was the Valley's top scorer for at least 3 years that I know about.
Wow.
They retired my jersey at my high school. And I went into the Black Hall of Fame of the Valley, and God really, he blessed me. And that's why I know I'm called to true ministry, because people to this day come back and ask me, You know, why are you not in the NFL? Why are you not in the MLB? Why are you not in the, at least overseas in basketball? I pretty much have to tell him, you know, God had another route for me to go. But if I was not saved or had a call on my life, I believe I would have made it to any one of those. I believe it in my heart.
Wow. What a testimony. Now, that's a great testimony for those who are listening that may be struggling with the call, and people have want you to go do some other things that will put you out there in the limelight and on TV and making and balling and all that and you know, having plenty of money and stuff, you know. And it's not that God doesn't want us to walk in that wealth, because we definitely can. We definitely will. But he wants us to do it his way. And so I just, you know, I don't even want to say congratulate, but just thanking you for, you know, just answering to that call, because it's going to definitely pay off every time. I'm sure it has to be rewarding every time you see someone come and give their life to Christ. It's got to be, you know, just more than you can imagine anything as far as like playing sports or anything like that.
Absolutely. Every time we baptize somebody, I get excited. I get excited that it's not in vain, things that I have to give up for God. It pays off, and God has definitely been blessing me, truly, and I'm humbled.
Okay, so now, you know, I told the listeners that I might try and get you to, like, sing. Worldwide, because, you know, folks, we don't think people can really sing without, you know, the help of, you know, auto tunes or something like that. But I know Chris can really sing, y'all. And could you just give the listeners a little taste of what Chris can do? And sing something now that can, you know, you can modulate all your vocals, you know, up and down the scale. And hit one of them high notes for me that you can hit. I just want people to know that you really are, you know, anointed and gifted in the area of singing. So I don't know what you're saying, but I just know you just go ahead on and tear it up right now worldwide.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. She put me on the spot, y'all, but she said she don't know it's 10:39 where I am. The voice said I don't even get up till 12. But, Lord, what can I sing? I got something from Fred. When we pray, there should be a fire in your heart. Hands up, raise. When we pray, consuming every part, because you know the God we serve will make his presence known. When we praise, when we praise, no, I'm done.
But wait a
I'm
minute
done.
Now, why you doing short change, playing short changes like that? Now, you know, first of all, Fred Hammond, I love that. Is one of my favorites. You know, gospel artists. How you just gonna cut it off like that? No, I'm sorry, I got to. Okay, I could call him Chris. Y'all can call him. I can call him Chris. Why you just shortchange me like that, Chris? That was awesome. Why you? Okay, you got to say one. Now you got to give us a little more, because that was good. But come on now, you should come on. If
he said Chris on newmusic.com. I should listen and love you.
All right, well, yeah, tell our listeners how they can, you know, go and purchase your music and how they can actually connect with you.
Praise God, you can connect with me on chrisoneilmusic.com. That's chrisoneilmusic.com. All of my music is on there, from things I wrote in 1997 till the present. All my music is on there. My bio is on there. how to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. Everything is on there. My radio show, everything is on there. So ChrisO'NeilMusic.com. ChrisO'NeilMusic.com. All the music, it's only $1.29. That's not even a bag of Doritos these days. They went up, I heard. So you want to go on there, check my website out. Hit me up. Let me know what you think. My videos on there are playing the organ and my singing. A couple of clips with me and my group is on there having a good time. Please go check it out. ChrisO'NeilMusic.com. Please show your love. And tell me what you think. Tell me how God is blessing you, and tell me what you think of the website and the music. But all my music that you can purchase is on ChrisO'NeilMusic.com.
That's right. I actually forgot about, thanks for reminding me, you also host your own radio show. Tell the listeners about that and some of the things that you talk about on your radio show.
We go in. The preacher come out of me most of the time, but I've been trying to do a more slower pace and, you know, kind of talk and kind of do stuff. But, you know, sometimes the preacher just come out. Y'all just got to excuse me. But that's on Thursdays, blogtalkradio.com, Chris O'Neill Ministries, Chris O'Neill Ministries, blogtalkradio.com. That's also connected on my website. And we just have a good time. I got to get Sister Lufondra to call on in, and we're going to set up an interview with her, and so we can see she's in host mode right now. But and we all know there's a clown side to her, praise the Lord, so we're going to get on here, on there, so she can just come on my show without having the host, and she can just clown and act crazy for a little bit, and we can laugh it up and then rebuke some devils, praise the Lord. And, yeah, that's coming up. Y'all heard it here first.
So what is how do they get to the radio show? Did you say that?
Yes, blogtalkradio.com/Chris O'Neill Ministries.
Okay, so blogtalkradio.com/Chris O'Neill Ministries. And what day of the week do you come on? What time?
Thursdays at 12 Pacific Standard Time. So on the East Coast, that would be 3, I believe. Yeah.
Yes, 3 o'clock. P.M. Eastern Standard Time. So y'all make sure y'all catch him on Thursdays, every Thursday at 12 p.m. on the West Coast time. And here on the East Coast time, that'll be 3 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com/Chris O'Neill. Now we're down to the last 15 minutes of the show. I just want you to, before you go, because we're going to play one more song somewhere. Tell me a little bit about Somewhere before, you know, you give some encouraging nuggets to our listeners before we end the show. What is Somewhere about?
Somewhere was written, and I was living in Florida, Tampa, Florida at that time, and I was just sitting in my room, and it was just on me to write about Somewhere. I know where I'm at, but I know where I'm going, and I know where I'm supposed to be, and it has to be something greater than what I see right now. And that's where the inspiration for Somewhere comes. Somewhere beyond the clouds, destiny is calling me. Forget what it looks like right now and look what God said about you.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're going to play that in just a few minutes. But I want you to give our listeners some great words of encouragement for those who may be in music, those who may be in ministry, those who know they have a call of pastoralship, but, you know, maybe struggling with walking in that, you know, just like you did at first, like you said, your father came to you a few times, and then he just left and said, look, it's on you if you let it fall apart. Just give our listeners some empowering, inspirational, motivational nuggets for them to move forward into what they were called to do.
I encourage everybody that if you've been called, it's not as bad as it seems. It's not as bad as it seems. The devil wants you to think you're going to mess up or you're going to fall. But if God calls you, he equips you to do what you've been called to do. And it's not going to be as hard as you think it's going to be. It's a trick of the enemy to hold you back from moving forward and what God had told you to do. So I encourage every musician, don't give up on your dreams. Forget what people are saying, block them out if they're negative, and move forward in your dream. It's going to happen. Every great person that I know in ministry, in music, from Tyler Perry to T.D. Jakes to everybody that has a great testimony that's on the national platform, every last one of them went through. Every one of them struggled in some way or another. Every last one of them. None of them just said, I made it. I remember even talking, I know I got to get out of here, but I remember talking to T.D. Jakes, and he told me, you know, his story about, you know, how he had to be everything, the preacher, the musician, the singer, the bus driver, the video cameraman. He had to be everything. But look where God placed him now. So don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on what God told you to do. God is going to do it, and know that it's already done. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Well, be blessed. He's on his way to actually go play, y'all. I'm telling you, he's been called to do it all. That is Pastor Chris O'Neill. Thank you so much again. God bless you, and we definitely will connect again. We're going to get into this last track, Somewhere.
Somewhere beyond the clouds, destiny calling me. He's saying my name. Feel it with every breath. Something I cannot see, but it will be worth the wait. Ears have not heard what the Lord has prepared for His own.
Lord, I know Your word is true. Protection over the word He gave.
Hey, hey, hey.
But I gotta keep moving because the journey is on by faith.
Yeah.
Sometimes God speaks to us. Some things the flesh don't like. But what if faith had eyes? It wouldn't be
I'm
y'all. Did y'all hear that? That was all Pastor Chris O'Neill. That was him hitting all those high notes. I was not on the CD, fortunately. I wasn't on the song, fortunately. I couldn't get all the way up there. As far as I could go was like the first alto. I couldn't go that high. But, yes, that was him. That was a track called Somewhere. Again, you can find his music on www.chrisoneillmusic.com. You can also connect with him on Facebook at Chris O'Neill. Again, he has his own Blog Talk Radio show that airs every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's West Coast time. If you're on the East Coast, that's 3 o'clock here, and then you know Central's an hour behind. That's 2 o'clock. Mountain time is 1 o'clock. So definitely every Thursday you want to catch him. I have been blessed enough sometimes to be able to log in and hear him, and he's been giving some great on-time words. So, you know, support what he's doing. Again, you can connect with him if you're interested in maybe visiting his church in the book ministries out there in California. Hit him up on Twitter, hit him up on Facebook. You can send him a message through that way so you can connect with him. Again, he's just doing some great and phenomenal things, and he's got a CD coming out this summer, The Journey Continues. So I'm excited about hearing that. It's not the Pentecostal apostolic, you know, run and do the backflip down the church aisle and come back again and put your doily back on your head. No, it's not that kind of music. It's going to be something, he said, that the world has not heard yet, and he's going to be taking it by storm. And I do truly believe, just from knowing Chris myself and talking with him sometimes on the phone, talking about ministry, he is definitely someone that seems like he is way ahead of his time. That's normally with prophets. We're way ahead of our time sometimes, and then we try to talk to folks and they just don't get it sometimes, and we have to learn sometimes to either be patient or we have to stay focused on what God called us to do, because we can end up being discouraged and sit by the wayside thinking that God didn't say what he said. But we have to remember what we walk in, and if we're walking that prophetic anointing, a lot of times we are ahead of schedule, and we're there to deliver a word that was sent so that we could do the impartation. So I just continue to encourage Pastor Chris. Y'all buy up his music, support him, support the ministry. They're doing great. They're bringing the word to the streets. His ministry is bringing the word to the streets, and he did say they're going to be doing a great big outreach barbecue very soon, and it's going to be all about discipleship, and that's what we should all be about. It has been great being your host for this afternoon, Miss Sandra. Oh, man, do I have a treat for y'all next Thursday night. It is Broderick E. Rice, another upcoming pastor, but he's a world-renowned Christian comedian. Y'all know him through the gift of laughter, and he has been all over the world. Well, guess what? Next Thursday is his birthday, and he has definitely connected with me, asking me to host a special birthday celebration on the radio, y'all. What favor is that? God is awesome. And so that's going to be next Thursday night at 7 p.m. my time, 4 p.m. his time out there in L.A. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be amazing. It'll be your chance to call in and wish him a happy birthday and say a few words of great encouragement to him and for him. Again, that's next Thursday night at 7 p.m., so I'm excited. I'm going to play this last track. That is by Pastor Chris O'Neill. Again, his faith is, and you can find all of his music once again on www.chrisoneillmusic.com. God bless you. God's peace and favor rest upon you until we, you know, talk again. Yes, let's go in peace, love, and unity, and let's be passionate about winning souls for Christ. God bless you, Miss Sandra. Loves you. Let's go into Faith Is.
It's in the book ministries. We're just getting started.
Can't see it, but I feel it. grain, then alright. Might lose some friends, then bye bye. I got a dream that I won't be denied. As long as God is on my side. Things hold far, evidence of things not seen. Every time I lay my head down tonight,
I get so excited because all I can see is my dream.
You can't stop it, so get with it.
Yeah.
I believe it, so stop tripping. Everything that God has for me, spell faith in this victory.
Yeah.
Lead servant Chris O'Neill, we out.